This week, an exhibition opened in the town of Cheb, featuring a series of nude photographs of the singer Madonna, taken in 1979, before she was famous. The pictures were taken by Czech-born photographer Martin Schreiber, who moved along with his family to New York in the 1950s to avoid communist persecution. When he discovered that he had nude photos of one of the world's most famous singers, Martin Schreiber earned limited fame and fortune for himself, selling the pictures to Playboy in the early 1990s. Dominic Yoon spoke to him during his visit to the Czech Republic and began by asking him how exactly he ended up in New York.
I met a man named Ben Fernandez, who was the head of the photography department at the New School Parsons in New York, and we talked and decided that I would do a course in photographing the nude. And every week when I taught, I needed a model, and there's a model registrar who handled all the people who wanted to pose, whether for art classes or photography. And models I was getting that he was just sending to me without my asking were, I didn't like their bodies, they were a little heavy or not very pretty or whatever. And I said, get a really pretty girl with a really good body. And he said, yeah, I have one, she's young, and I'll send her to you. And that was it, that was Madonna.
And what was she like to work with? Did you have any sense that this she had the temperament of a rising star?
No, she was actually quite taciturn. She was not quite 21. She was quiet. She was malleable. I mean, she did what you asked to do, but she wasn't very conversant during class. She wasn't very lively. She was there. You know, there are 15 people poking cameras at you and taking pictures of you.
And you kept the negatives, and then from what I understand, you suddenly saw a Time magazine cover and you said, hang on, I know this girl.
That was in New Orleans and Louisiana photographing horses, and I'm at the airport waiting to catch my plane, and I see at the newsstand, you know, Madonna on the cover of Time magazine. And I said, hey, wait a minute, this is it. So then I made a few phone calls, and then the whole thing erupted.
And now these photographs that you took back in 1979, they're being exhibited in the Czech Republic in the town of Cheb.
That's
so
right.
So kind of re-establishing your Czech roots and so on.
Well, I've always wanted to be, to live in Czechoslovakia. I actually came here in 1989 for the revolution, but not having much money, whatever, and just after the revolution, the only way you could live here is you had to have a certain amount of cash, which, you know, young Americans with wealthy parents could come here and establish themselves. So I always tried.
And do you still, like, do you speak Czech, for example?
I speak a little bit of Czech. Actually, it's slowly coming back. My first couple of nights here, actually, I was dreaming in Czech.
Oh, wow.
Czech-born photographer Martin Schreiber speaking there to Dominic Yoon.